Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, where we talk all about mindset, because that's such an important piece of getting to your goals. So excited to welcome back Eric Panecki to the show. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks so much.
Awesome. Well, Eric is a multifamily investor. He's worked for hedge funds. He's got a private equity firm now that does both debt and equity. And yeah, really been around the space for a long time, a lot of expertise. And Eric, I'd love to hear you share about how mindset has played a role in your journey until today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And honestly, probably like 6 months ago, wouldn't have had a great answer for you. I've always thought like, you know, hard work equals success, right? And I kind of lived by that motto for a really long time. But I've realized pretty recently that there's like a limit to that. And I started to focus really on my habits and my routines. I built in meditation to that routine, my morning routine. And I started to see an exponential growth from that point. I think it's, you know, really easy as entrepreneurs to forget to shut off, right? And for me, just having that space to say, all right, from this time to this time, I'm going to do absolutely nothing but, you know, control my mind and try to block everything out, turn the phone off and everything else, for me has been a huge, huge impact, because I think as entrepreneurs, as driven individuals, it's really hard to sometimes just shut things off and focus on what's important.
So that's really interesting, like this correlation between meditating and your productivity. Do you have any theories as to like why kind of turning your brain off has helped?
I think it just refocuses you, right? So there's constant stimulation, right? And it's just a matter of like, I guess you could work hard or you could work smart, and focusing on what's actually important in front of you instead of just like, what's the next thing that I can do to feel productive. For me, it has been huge, right? Because there's a lot of things you can do. You know, you might check your email for an hour instead of making that one important phone call when, you know, you felt like you were busy for an hour. But really that one important phone call would have taken your business to like a whole different level, right? So just refocusing on like, oh, this is actually what I have to do, and being productive instead of just busy, I think has been for me, you know, the biggest shift from that point.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And it's just, it's interesting. How long did it take before you, I mean, everyone's going to be different, but before you started to see an impact on your day?
Like almost immediately, honestly, almost immediately.
Okay. And how long do you meditate for?
I use this guided meditation. It's called Mind Valley. So it's like, depending on the day, it's either like 15 to 20 minutes. And my friends will tell you I'm not into like the hokey pokey stuff, yeah. Honestly. I used to make fun of it, but it was like literally almost immediate, like day one, I was like, whoa, like I feel way more clarity. And I do it first thing when I wake up. It's like part of my routine. I wake up, I grab that. And then I go outside, I go for my run, I come back in, and that's like how I start my day every day now. And it's literally just totally changed the game.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor, and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Okay, cool. You meditate and then you go for a run.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do they talk about on Mindvalley, like, do they talk about anything or is it different every day?
Yeah, it's different every day. It is like a little bit, they like try to instill like positive like thoughts. And sometimes it's like visualizing a problem that you have and like visualizing the solution.
Yeah.
So if I feel weird talking about it because it's a little hokey pokey, I'm telling you.
No, I love it. I'm sure this is, I mean, if it's valuable to you, it's going to be valuable to other people. And I just appreciate, you know, okay. So don't worry about it because honestly, like, you know, it's so easy to say, oh, you should meditate or whatever, yeah. But like getting into the details really, I think helps make it feel more like, oh, this is how it can actually work. Yeah. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So they help you kind of focus your thoughts. Is Mindvalley for entrepreneurs or is it just for people?
I don't know. It seems like it's definitely like business oriented.
Did you hear that?
You know, I guess it's more centered towards like success driven people. So, but I'm sure it could help anybody, really, honestly.
Oh, sorry. So is Mindvalley for entrepreneurs specifically?
I feel so lame talking about it.
Okay. And just curious. So do you have like a place for meditation or?
Yeah. No, honestly, it's
like you just wherever,
you know, like right in my bed, I just sit up, right?
No, this is how shit gets done.
Open the app, I put my headphones in, and then from there I get up. And the other thing that I've done since like this new practice or whatever, I basically turn off all my notifications. I don't use my phone until like 7:30 in the morning, which also I think has been huge for me because, you know, in business, there's like, I could wake up, I could check email, I could send a text message, I could make a phone call. And depending on those interactions, if like they're negative, I could just all of a sudden just have a terrible start to my day. And my day didn't even get started. I didn't even get a chance to start my day on a positive note. So
yeah,
it kind of guarantees that you're going to start your day with like a good positive mindset. And then everything else kind of flows from there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks so much, Eric, for sharing that. I mean, I'm just fascinated by, you know, what actually works for people. And it's just interesting to hear because some people journal, some people meditate, some people use different apps for meditation than the one that, you know, you've found. And I just think it does take some experimentation, like not the same thing is going to work for every person. It's just having ideas of how, what does work for other people, I think is special. And like, you know, so even just those like little things like, okay, like, well, I just meditate in my bed or wherever it is. That is, I think just, it's just helpful to, because actually making sure that you do it, you know, you have to make it easy for yourself. Right. So very cool stuff. Well, thanks so much, Eric, for sharing a bit about that. I'd love to now have you share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. You know, you can look me up, Eric Panecki, E-R-I-C-P-A-N-E-C-K-I. I'm on Instagram. You know, you can look up our companies, Leverage Companies or Leverage Capital. Those are both of our companies. You can shoot me an email. All my contact information is on there. I'm big on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. Shoot me a note. You know, anyway, I can help. I'm always willing. We have an awesome team here that can, you know, we work with all different types of investors, people looking to put their money into deals or looking to buy deals or looking to, you know, invest in the debt company, all sorts of things. We're open book here. We love to work with new people.
Awesome stuff. Well, I hope you take some time to reach out to Eric. Thanks so much, Eric, for coming on and sharing about, you know, some of the details of how you work your day and what's made you successful. So have a great time, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.